Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Robin Chan with today's voice briefing. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024.
I'm Teresa Baldus with the Detroit Free Press. The parents of the Oxford High School shooter were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison Tuesday for their roles in the 2021 massacre that left four students dead and seven others injured. The judge concluded that the shooting could have been prevented had the parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, made different choices and listened to warning signs that could have, quote, halted an oncoming runaway train, end quote. In handing her decision down from the bench, the judge said, "Opportunity knocked over and over again, louder and louder, and was ignored. No one answered, and these two people should have, and sure didn't." The Crumblies are the first parents in America to be held criminally responsible for a mass school shooting committed by their child. They apologized to the victims for the tragedy. They said their hearts were broken over what their son did, that they were sorry for the pain endured by so many, and that they would change things if they could. But their apologies fell on deaf ears as the victims' families, the prosecutor, and the judge all blasted the Crumblies for, as they see it, not taking any accountability for their actions. Karen McDonald noted, "The victims didn't want to hear that the Crumblies feel terrible. They wanted to hear them say, 'We messed up. We should have done this, and we didn't, and we are very sorry.' But that didn't happen," said McDonald, the Oakland County prosecutor who decided to bring this unprecedented case more than 2 years ago. Through tears and cracked voices, the victims' families also urged the judge to give the Crumblies the maximum punishment of 15 years. They argued the Crumblies, more than anyone else, could have prevented the shooting had they made different parenting decisions. The Crumblies' sentences ended up being more than double what their sentencing guidelines called for, which was about 7 years max. While the couple plans to appeal, the victims' families rejoiced in the stiff sentences. And as for the couple's apologies, as one parent put it, it was a little too late. For more on this story, please report to Freep.com.
I'm Amelia with the Detroit Free Press. A Dearborn motorcyclist is in hot water after leading police on a high-speed chase across Metro Detroit late Tuesday night. It all started in a Dearborn parking lot just before midnight when officers first reported a motorcycle circling laps around their vehicle. The motorcyclist then fled north up M39, hitting nearly 100 miles per hour while popping wheelies along the way. Michigan State Police began following the driver with a helicopter.
Coming through Michigan right now. He's doing a wheelie on a freeway. Very nice.
This suspect risked his own life, lives of other drivers, and the police officers involved in this incident by his behavior, said Lieutenant Mike Shaw in a social media post.
He might be out of gas. Looks like he's given up to Farmington Hills.
The driver, later identified as a 26-year-old male, was ultimately arrested by Farmington Hills police after running out of gas. Dearborn, Michigan State, and Redford police departments are all pursuing charges within their jurisdictions.
I'm Andrew Burkle with the Free Press Sports Department. Tuesday night certainly did not go how the Detroit Red Wings or their fans hoped that it would. With a huge game against the Washington Capitals at home, the Wings fell short in a chance to really help their odds to return to the postseason for the first time since 2016. But all is not lost for the 2024 Red Wings, at least not yet, and it starts Thursday night on the road against another team fighting for one of the final wildcard spots in the Eastern Conference, the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins are still led by star center Sidney Crosby, who's been on a tear lately, helping the team get back into playoff contention. Both the Wings and Penguins are currently sitting at 84 points for the season, with four games left. And while crazy things could happen, whoever loses Thursday will really be taking matters out of their own hands. Both teams are also chasing the Capitals, who have 85 points, and hold the tiebreaker over the Wings if they do end the season with the same amount of points. Now, the Capitals do have some tough games left on their schedule, including matchups against the Tampa Bay Lightning, Boston Bruins, and Philadelphia Flyers, all playoff teams. But as they sit here with a one-point lead, they do control their own destiny if they win all four of their final games. Either way, with the Caps game in the book, the only thing the Wings can do now is take care of the matters in front of them. That starts tonight against a feisty Penguins team who's also fighting for their playoff lives.
Find more from the Detroit Free Press on freep.com. That's F-R-E-E-P.com. Thanks for listening, and you'll hear more from us tomorrow.